M32 recording length 19 minutes and 18 seconds. This recording was created using www.spokentext.net. Messier 32 elliptical galaxy M32, and GC221, type E2, in Andromeda, a satellite of the Andromeda galaxy, M31M32.jpg, right ascension 00, 42.7, H:M, declination plus 40, 52. Deg:M, distance 2900, Cli, visual brightness 8.1, Mag, apparent dimension 8x6, Arc Min, discovered 1749 by Guillaume Joseph Hyacinthe Jean Baptiste Le Genel de la Galisère, Le Genel, Messier 32, Million 32, and GC221, is the small yet bright companion of the Great Andromeda Galaxy, M31. And as such a member of the local group of galaxies, it can be easily found when observing the Andromeda Galaxy, as it is situated 22 arc minutes exactly south of M31's central region, overlaid over the outskirts of the spiral arms. It appears as a remarkably bright round patch, slightly elongated at position angle 150-330 deg, and is easily visible in small telescopes. Its ellipticity is about E2, i.e. the smaller diameter, or axis, or its elliptically shaped image, projected along our line of sight, is about a fraction of 0.2, or 20%, shorter than its larger axis. M32 is an elliptical dwarf of only about 3 billion solar masses, and a linear diameter of some 8,000 light-years, very small compared to its giant spiral-shaped neighbor. Nevertheless, and surprising for such a small galaxy, its nucleus is of comparable properties as that of M31. About 100 million solar masses, 5,000 suns per cubic parsecs, are in rapid motion around a central supermassive object. Because of this nucleus, M32 is sometimes classified as CE2 instead of simply E2, e.g. by NED. Near the center of this galaxy, the sky would be dominated by this object, and full with the members of this galaxy, while at the edges, only one hemisphere would be filled with them, the other showing only few outlying stars and the intergalactic space. Toward M31, this galaxy would give a fascinating view in the night sky of a virtual astronomer in the outskirts of M32. M32 appears to us superimposed over the spiral arms of greater M31, therefore, it is of interest if it lies before or behind the great galaxy's disk. Spectroscopic investigations have not shown any absorption which would be expected if its light had passed the interstellar matter in M31's disk, which suggests that M32 is closer to us than that portion of M31. The radial velocity of M32 has been measured at 203 km/s, Brent Tully, or 205+8 km/s, ned, in approaching the heliocentric system, i.e., toward our solar system. Corrected for galactic rotation, M32 is currently about at rest, RV equals 0, WRT, the Milky Way's galactic center. Compared to M31, it is approaching about 100 km/s slower, and considering its closer distance, it is approaching M31 at this velocity in the radial component. M32 and the other bright companion of M31, M110, are the closest bright elliptical galaxies to us, therefore also the among best investigated. They were both first resolved into stars by Walter Biot in 1944 with the 100-inch Hooker telescope on M.T. Wilson when he also resolved the nucleus of M31. Biot 1944. Biot recognized that their stars were mostly old population I stars, and about as bright, and thus at roughly the same distance, as M31, thus confirming their proximity to the large spiral galaxy. There are remarkable differences between these dwarf galaxies. While M32 is a typical generic elliptical, compact and of high surface brightness, M110 is much more loose, of lower surface brightness, and exposes peculiar structures. Now, M110 is often classified as a dwarf spheroidal galaxy instead of elliptical. Remarkably, M32 has no globular clusters. Again, in difference to M110, which has 8. M32, like typical elliptical galaxies, is mostly made up of old stars, of which only the lower mass, intrinsically fainter ones have survived to now. As usual in such old populations, e.g., Also in globular clusters, the more massive stars have presumably ended their active, nuclear burning lives long ago. They are now white dwarfs or neutron stars. However, spectra and color of this galaxy, M32 has an overall spectral type of G3 and color index BV equals plus 0.75, indicate that its stars have chemical abundances different from those in old globulars which are poor in heavy elements. Instead, there seems to be a population of stars richer in heavy elements, which are apparently much younger, only 2 or 3 billion years old, mixed between the old stars as minor contamination. Between the stars of M32, some planetary nebulae have been found, but no clouds of interstellar matter, neither gas clouds nor dust lanes nor neutral hydrogen, nor any open clusters. Apparently, M32 is no more able to form any new stars, but consists of old stars, mixed up with some of intermediate age. According to investigations of multicolor data, this stellar population is much more similar to that of much larger elliptical than that of typical dwarfs of its size, which are typically of dwarf spheroidal type. Novae occur in M32 occasionally. One recent nova was discovered in M32 on August 31, 1998 within the Lick Observatory Supernova Search Program by a team of astronomers from the University of California at Berkeley headed by E. Halderson. 1998. This nova occurred about 28.5 arc seconds west and 44.7 south of the galaxy's nucleus and reached Mag 16.5. Supernovae have not yet been observed in this galaxy, as its stellar population, size of nucleus, and compactness indicate, M32 looks more like a much larger elliptical galaxy. Therefore, it seems possible that M32 was once much larger, but lost its outer stars, and also all globular clusters it may have had. In one or more past close encounters with the Andromeda Galaxy M31, these stars and clusters were absorbed by, or integrated in, and are now part of the halo of M31. That M32 has recently undergone a closer encounter with its larger neighbor is suggested because it apparently caused and left disturbances in the Big Galaxy spiral pattern. M32 was the first elliptical galaxy ever discovered by Legendre on October 29, 1749. Charles Messier remarked in his description that he had first seen this object in 1757. His first record of an observation of one of his objects, catalogued it on August 3, 1764, and included M32, together with M110, in his drawing of Andromeda's Great Nebula. Halton Arp has included it as number 168 in his catalog of peculiar galaxies. Messier 32 observations and descriptions discovered on October 29, 1749 by Legendre. Messier, M32, August 3, 1764 320 H 29 meters 50s, 7 D 27, 32, plus 38 D 45, 34, small nebula without stars, below and at some minutes separation from that of the belt of Andromeda M31. This small nebula is round, its light fainter than that of the belt. M. Legendre has discovered it on October 29, 1749. M. Messier saw it, for the first time, in 1757, and he has not found any change. Diom. 2. Membacid for 1771, p. 447-448. First Messier catalog, I have examined in the same night August 3 to 4, 1764, and with the same instruments, the small nebula which is below and at some arc, minutes from that in the girdle of Andromeda. M. Legendre discovered it on October 29, 1749. I saw it for the first time in 1757. When I examined the former, I did not know previously of the discovery which had been made by M. Legendre, although he had published it in the second volume of the Memoirs de Savants Arrangers, page 137. Here is what I found written in my journal of 1764. That small nebula is round and may have a diameter of 2 minutes of arc. Between that small nebula and that in the girdle of Andromeda one sees two small telescopic stars. In 1757, I made a drawing of that nebula, together with the old one, and I have not found a change at each time I have reviewed it. One sees with difficulty that nebula with an ordinary non-achromatic refractor of 3 feet and a half. Its light is fainter than that of the old one, and it doesn't contain any star. At the passage of that new nebula through the meridian, comparing it with the star Gamma Andromedae, I have determined its position in right ascension as 7D27, 32, and its declination as 38D45, 34, north, P457, 1764. August 3, Ra, 7.27.32, Dec, 38.45.34. B, Diam, 02, small nebula without stars, which is below and little distant from the one in the girdle of Andromeda. Legendal October 29, 1749. While observing the Andromeda nebula with a fine 18-foot telescope, I saw another small nebula, about 1 minute in diameter, which appeared to throw out two small rays, one to the right and the other to the left. Bode, Bode 2, a small nebula, Bode, 1782, from Vorstellung der Sternofx XXIV Kupferfeld, Introduction to the Stars on 34 Copper Plates, 1782, here plate XXX, P39, from the description of M31, Fig 8, Legendal, also has found, south of the previous nebula, M31, a small faint nebula of 2 minutes diameter, which was also seen by Mr. Messier, William Herschel 1785. PTL XXV equals 75, 1785, P213 266, here P262, the 32D of the Connaissance des Temps, which is a pretty large round nebula, much condensed in the middle, and south following the great one M31. Unpublished observations of Messier's nebulae and clusters. Scientific Papers, Volume 2, P653. 1813, December 26, a VBR nebula, VGBM, up to a nucleus, a very bright, round nebula, very gradually brighter to the middle up to a nucleus. John Herschel, 1833, H51, H51 equals M.32, sweep 188, September 18, 1828, Ra 0 H33 meters 27.8s. NPD 50D4, 7, right ascension and north polar distance, the companion of the great nebula, AB, PL, ABM to asterisk 10 meters, 40, a small star follows it 11.5 SEC, the companion of the great nebula, extremely bright, pretty large, there is a brighter middle to a star of 10 mag, 40, diameter, a small star follows it 11.5 SEC in rock, sweep 180. October, 1828, viewed VBR, PSBM, 30, asterisk 13 meters follows 11.00s, viewed, very bright, round, pretty suddenly brighter toward the middle, 30, diameter, a star of 13 mag follows 11.0 SEC in rock, Smythe from the description of M31, his no XXIV, 24, with a drawing of M31 and M32. M31 is an overpowering nebula, with a companion about 25, in the south vertical M32. The companion of M31 was discovered in November, 1749, by Legendal, and was described by him as being about an eighth of the size of the principal one. He adds, Elm operu exactimant de lamine densite K. Lanchwin, the light is certainly more feeble than here assigned. Messier, whose number 32 it is, observed it closely in 1764, and remarked that no change had taken place since the time of its being first recorded. In form it is nearly circular. The powerful telescope of Lord Rosse, asterisk, has been applied to this, after finding that no actual resolution in the large nebulae could be seen, though its edge had stellar symptoms, and it proved to be clearly resolvable into stars, the which directly interferes with Legendal's remark. Actually, Lord Rosse couldn't resolve M32, nor M31, HF, asterisk. This telescope is a reflector of 3 feet in diameter, of performance hitherto unequaled. It was executed by the Earl of Rosse, under a rare union of skill, assiduity, perseverance, and munificence. The years of application required to accomplish this have not worn his lordship's zeal and spirit. Like a giant refreshed, he has returned to his task, and is now occupied upon a metallic disc of no less than 6 feet in diameter. Should the figure of this prove as perfect as the present one, we may soon overlap what many absurdly look upon as the boundaries of the creation. John Herschel, General Catalog, GC-117, GC-117 equals 851 equals M32, Ra 0 H35 meters 5s, NPD49 D54, 12, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, VVB, L, R, PSMBMN, 8 observations by William and John Herschel, remarkable, very very bright, large, round, pretty suddenly much brighter toward the middle where there is a nucleus, remark. Figure in Bond's Memoirs in Volume VENS of the Transactions of the American Academy of Arts and Sciences, op. 86, Huggins from Phil, Trans, Volume 154, 1864, p. 437-444, here p. 441, no GC, 117-51H32000RA0H35m5S.3. NPD49D54, 12.7, very very bright, large, round, pretty suddenly much brighter in the middle. This small but very bright companion of the great nebula in Andromeda presents a spectrum apparently exactly similar to that of 31 million. The spectrum appears to end abruptly in the orange, and throughout its length is not uniform, but is evidently crossed either by lines of absorption or by bright lines, drier. NGC-221, NGC-221 equals GC-117 equals 851, Legendal, M32, Ra 0H35 meters 5s, NPD49D54.2, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, VVB, L, R, PSMBMN, equals M32 remarkable, very very bright, large, round, pretty suddenly much brighter toward the middle where there is a nucleus. Remark, figure, together with NGC-205 equals M110, NGC-206 and NGC-224 equals M31, in Bond WC and GP Bond, Transactions of American Academy of Arts and Sciences, NS Volume the 3rd, op. 86, Bondonim MD, OSS Colonel Rom 1841. H.C. Winlock and Trouvelot, Annals of Harvard College Observatory, Volume VI, Plate XXXIII, Lick VIII Photographs of Nebulae and Clusters, made with the Crossley Reflector, by James Edward Keeler, Director of the Lick Observatory, 1898-1900, Publications of the Lick Observatory, Volume VIII, 1908, p. 30, NGC-221. RA equals 0:37:15, DEC equals +40:19.0, 1900.0, 1032 Curtis descriptions of 762 nebulae and clusters photographed with the Crossley reflector, PUBL, Lick Obs, number 13, part 1, p. 9, 42, NGC-221, RA equals 0:37.2, DEC equals +40:19. The well-known companion south of the nebula in Andromeda M31, exceedingly bright. In the long exposures it appears as burnt out, oval 2.6x1.8, with no trace of spiral character in the outer portions. It lies in PA150 DEG +/. The shortest exposures show a nucleus which is nebulous, surrounded by bright nebular matter far brighter than the brightest parts of the nebula in Andromeda. The nucleus and inner nebular matter show strongly in 1 meter on S23. Content Karasyev says, Students for the Exploration and Development of Space, accessed September 21, 2007. Text to MP3 by SpokenText.net. Quick and Dirty complied by John-Morris.net. This recording was created using Spoken Text, the free online text-to-audio converter. To learn more about Spoken Text, visit www.spokentext.net.